What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right. Listen, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams. Another episode, man. Y'all can see season two. We's fly shit only, man. We everywhere.
Yes.
You ain't never there, man. Like we on rooftops and shit. Y'all know if we're in Miami, Vegas, Atlanta.
Ambiance matters.
Ambiance is real. I'm G.
Benny, we back again.
Episode four? I'm not sure.
Season two, episode four.
Everything good with you, bro?
Good to be back, man. Just happy to be here. Tuesdays come fast.
We've been getting a lot of good responses from our episodes.
Yes.
A lot of times we've not been heavy on guests only because we kind of trying to get y'all to learn us like tapping our shoulder, patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
That we need y'all to learn us because we actually are interested in ourselves. Like, we ill niggas, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Let's get into the episode. There's a couple of things I want to talk about, right? It's going to get real early. I want to talk. You don't have kids, right?
Uh-huh.
I got kids.
Right.
It's tough. I got kids with multiple baby mothers.
Okay.
It's tough. And ladies, y'all can chime in too. Fellas to fellas. We never know the right thing to do. It's hard to make everybody happy in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got baby moms I don't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I have three baby mothers, right?
Okay.
R.I.P. Nicole.
Word.
One of my baby moms passed.
Word.
Right? But when she was living, just either which way, you got three baby moms,
which
right?
even brings you more pressure.
And one of them is your girl.
Right.
How do you incorporate to make everybody mesh? Shout out to Diddy. He has everybody at the round table. You know what I'm saying?
I love where this is going, by the way.
Is it because he has the bag? You know what I'm saying?
I love where this is
going. As a street nigga, I had the bag. You know what I'm saying? But you're not trying to please everybody because you care for your girl. You might not, you don't dislike your baby moms, maybe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you don't want baby mama drama. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
How do you balance the two? Like, ladies, y'all gotta help us. Like, guys, you gotta help us because I don't have all the answers. It was a tough transition for me. Figuring it out, you know what I mean? Because you want to keep your girl happy,
right?
But I don't want to argue with my baby moms. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong for not disclosing all information? Not saying like my baby moms don't even need to know what the fuck I got going on with my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, damn, I don't even know the words, bro, because it's like, this how I get frustrated in the situation that you're
right.
in.
This is real, real life shit.
It's like, no, I don't fuck with y'all, but I ain't beefing. Oh, you say some slick shit, and I'm letting it pass because I want all the well-being to go in every household I'm in. It's tough because if I'm not with my girl, right, and my kid is there, and she asked me for some bread, not for my kid, for food in the refrigerator, for help with rent.
Right.
I take care of it because my kid is there. I don't care if another nigga is there. I don't care if you fucking with somebody else. That's my kid, right?
Right.
So, but if you got a girl, she ain't gonna understand that because, oh, why you helping her?
Of course.
Damn, I'm in a catch-22. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a sorry nigga. So what do I do? You know what I'm saying? I'm not letting nobody else take care of my situation. You know what I'm saying? We jumping into the bullshit early because it's just the bullshit we deal with.
But what you do is you take care of the number one priority, which is the kids, which knowing you, right?
There's no question.
I give you props. You always do that. But I think the deeper question, I think what you're asking yourself without understanding you're asking yourself is imagine a situation, you're blessed, right? Due to hard work, due to dedication, whatever, that you can actually entertain these problems, right?
Okay.
Imagine if you were in a situation where you couldn't entertain money questions from baby mothers, right? They already wrote you off as a loser,
right?
Or whatever. Or maybe just a worker whose child support was so low that they ain't fucking with you, right? Okay. So I think the real question you're asking is a resource question. You provide these resources, right? Okay. So certain people look at you like you have a responsibility to provide certain things.
Okay.
That's off you putting in the work.
Okay.
So you gain a certain level of success, right? But you know what happens then? People start reaching. But you know you owe your kids something because you're a father.
Right.
So how do you figure out what your responsibility is compared to
what the bullshit is?
Exactly.
If just like my girl is saying that my baby mom's is using me to the fact
that
she just wants to keep in contact and keep me rolling.
We not in the NBA. You can't just give them a bitch $5 million and be like, chill.
All right. Okay, right. Listen.
You can't.
I want to flip it, right?
Yeah.
How do you in a situation where you don't got no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a chick who got a baby daddy.
Okay.
And he's piecing off with 1,000 here, 2,000 here,
right.
500 here.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm not comfortable.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
My girl say that all the time, like, you got to picture it on the other foot.
Okay.
What if it was you?
Right.
How do you do it without being a hater, without being bitter? Say to your girl, like, why you keep sapping all that bread? But you ain't got it. It's hard for you to say that.
That's different.
Because you don't got it.
That's different.
You know
and
I mean?
You don't want her asking you for it, so you
because
cool
I ain't
it.
Got it.
Yeah, you're cool with it. You're cool
so,
with it.
So it's like, damn, are we able to go to the movies tonight because he gave it his 500?
Yeah, yes, that's ugly.
Are we eating on the house of him tonight?
That's ugly.
This shit gets deeper than rap, bro. Because it's you in a catch 22 when you in a nigga, and I'm gonna get to a point at the end of this. That we're gonna talk about later in the episode. Now, if you a dude, now at the end of the day, if you a dude, whether you got bread or not, you gonna look out for your girl. You gonna look out for her kid, even if it's not yours.
Right.
But the kid's father is supposed to do something. But sometimes you're not comfortable with him being in the picture, and it's wrong because that's my girl. I'm gonna hold it down. I got enough for the both of them. But when you don't got enough, it's like, I barely got enough for me, let alone her and a kid. You know what I'm saying?
It's blood thicker than water. See,
but you need water to live.
That's what I'm saying.
Blood is thicker than water.
Check your levels.
You know, right. Let me check my levels.
Jump
in. Okay, we lit.
Because I'm about to drop a style.
Because he could tell we about to go in.
Yeah, we good. We good.
Nah, I heard you chop. We here.
No,
listen.
Going on with what you said though.
Okay.
I just always have to. Throw a rap line in there whenever I
can.
You supposed Styles
to.
P.
Okay.
Blood thicker than water only in certain cases. You need water to live. You learn that in the basics.
Real shit.
And yo, shout out to him because that line was written. I don't know, dude. I just listen. That line was written because he had a stepdaughter.
Right? Okay.
Dudes is going through real shit, man. Like, don't front like. You taking care of kids that aren't biologically yours ain't a struggle. That shit's a struggle.
It's the truth.
That's what I'm saying. So it's it, but it can also empower you if you got the right perspective. Like, that bar was based on him having a good positive perspective on the situation. You know what I'm
100%.
Saying?
100%. Shout out Train.
Yeah.
Word. Because it's tough when you're taking care of kids that's not yours, because like if I'm messing with a girl that has a kid,
right,
the first thing that kid's gonna say is, you're not my daddy.
First thing. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Same way she's not dating mother.
You can't change it. There's nothing you can do.
All the good you do for them, it doesn't matter, because you're not their parent, right?
Nothing you can do.
You might have better intentions than their parents.
Right.
Real shit. So it's like, damn, how do we play this scenario? Like, is it better with the bag or not with the bag?
I think that's the question, because when you have the bag, right?
Okay.
Responsibility comes, right?
Okay.
When you don't have the bag, a bunch of bullshit comes, right? Depression, okay. Self-doubt.
You know what it is? One of the worst things is when you don't got no money.
Right.
And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I prefer to have the bread, right?
Of course.
That doesn't mean that's the best thing, right?
Right, right.
When you have no money, shorty talk to you crazy.
Crazy, yes.
And it's nothing like being disrespected. I haven't been there, and I hope to never be there.
Right.
I've seen it.
Right, right.
The chick talk to you crazy when you don't got no money, bro.
Yes.
She feel like you can disrespect her because you're not being a man.
Right.
You understand? And I'm not saying he deserved the disrespect because he need to get off his ass, but that don't mean he ain't trying. He just don't got the bag yet. But a lot of y'all chicks, like at the end of the day, oh, this sorry nigga, he ain't got no money. If he just a sorry nigga playing PlayStation all day, he's a sorry motherfucker. But if he's trying, it's different. You know, it's in a hurtful position if he doesn't have any money, you tell him, oh, you a bitch. Oh, your man, you running behind your man. He got the money. Like, damn, shorty. Like, don't belittle me like that. I still take your kid to the park every day. I don't got it. King of the one-liners. We said this last episode.
Right.
I seen one shit said, if your man could spend time with you all day, he ain't getting no money. If you out here hustling, you really don't have time to be with a motherfucker all day.
Right.
So if you want me home all the time, just know you holding this shit down.
Right.
Because I need to run around and get it how I live.
Right.
It's a gift and a curse. You got to eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you really got to understand that. Don't get it twisted. Niggas be on bullshit. We not about to act like niggas don't be on bullshit. What I'm going to say is you got to take the good with the bad. Because if I'm in the house, I'm in the house. There ain't no money coming in. Ain't no 30 rental properties just paying me $1,000 a month.
I don't own 400 vending machines.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is you gotta understand the type of situation niggas in. Like we go back to the baby moms and all the aspects is like, that shit is stressful. It's not easy for a dude trying to manage all of these personalities in one and trying to keep everybody happy.
How do you do it?
It doesn't work.
Let's keep it. Saying, how do you do it?
No. I'm gonna say me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Okay. There's no way you can keep everybody happy.
Okay.
And not saying that I'm trying to keep my baby moms happy. I just don't want to argue.
Right.
I want to keep my girl happy.
Right.
But in the midst, you have to keep everybody happy, because once they beefing with me and they beefing with her, that makes everybody miserable.
So I think what you're saying is super real, right? Because it comes from a real place. But I think the bigger question is, you know, we learned this in the 90s because Biggie told us, right?
Okay.
Big told us more money, more problems. But when you're broke, you're not trying to hear that shit.
Listen, let me
my sentence, right? You're not trying to hear that shit when you're broke.
Okay.
You know, you're not trying to hear more money, more problems.
Okay.
What the fuck is you talking about? If I have money, I can fix my problems, right? But then when you get the money, then you realize certain problems that come with it. So I think the question of the episode, I think the actual dialogue of the episode and what the listeners gonna relate to is because when you're broke, which I hope everybody is real enough to admit they've been broke before. I hope people listening who comment, thank you for all our comments, negative and positive.
And
thank
broke don't mean you living under a bridge.
Nah, man.
Broke is you living check to check. And
when you can't do what you want to do.
$200
left. Yeah.
And your baby mom's calling for dumb shit. Right. Talking about her light bill due. And you're like, God but damn, shorty. Like, when my kid is full. I just bought him some sneakers. You tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give the, because the beauty of this is, right, we've both been there.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we have perspective,
right?
Which is, there's no price tag on that. Okay. When you're broke, you think money can solve your problems.
Okay.
You think when you're fucked up, you think, yo, as soon as I get this bread, I'm gonna do A, B, and C, right? But when you're up and you got wild problems, you're like, fuck, I gotta figure shit out. You know what I'm saying? So the problems don't go away. The money goes up and down. The problems don't go away. They just change. I think,
okay.
And let me present you with the real question at the end of the day.
Okay.
At the end of the day, we was raised off the hustle, right? We was raised off escaping a certain situation on our own strength by hustling and changing it.
Okay.
And we put the pressure on ourselves, which was real. So when you're mature enough at a young age to put the pressure on yourself and the responsibility on yourself to come up, and then you actually come up, and you're one of the only ones. You're special, bro. You're special. You're one of the only ones that reached the pinnacle, that reached the pole position, that come up. But then you look around, and you got a new set of problems. And the difference is, let me tell you the difference. Okay. When you're broke, everybody has your problems. You can look at your man, and you can be like, yo, this shit is fucked
Y'all
up.
Y'all can relate.
Right, and he gonna feel you. He gonna be like, word, shit is fucked up. Pastor L, we all gonna talk about how fucked up life is.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you might come up. It might be due to somebody looking out, your own, I don't give a fuck. You might come up. Most people come up at a certain time.
Okay.
People listening to this that are down, they're gonna listen, they're gonna say, damn, I remember when I did come up and I dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you do come up, you look around, you got different problems. People asking for shit, people saying you owe them, whatever it is, right?
Uh-huh.
Baby mother problems, child problems, whatever. The true question is, man, we in this rat race, like we sitting up here, what, 40 stories? What are we at?
39th floor.
39, whatever. I'm watching the rat race right now. Nobody should be running around for money at this point in time.
Okay.
I'm watching the highways filled. I'm watching lights in office buildings filled. People still working. You know, we work for certain levels of success, but with those levels come more problems.
Okay.
So the real question is, I know I'm long-winded. I apologize to the listeners, but the question is, do you really want the bag? Are you ready?
And I'm gonna jump in because I always be. Biggie said it, more money, more problems,
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
I'd rather have more money with problems than being broke with problems. It's a different type of stress. With the money, it's like, how can I figure this shit out with this bag? With no bag, it's how can I figure out to get the bag to figure out the shit once I got the bag, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, when you're broke, you can take your kid to the park every day, all day. But your baby mom is still gonna stress you about, all right, he needs shoes to play in that park.
Right.
He need clothes to play in that park. He need play clothes, he need school clothes, he need church clothes, all types of clothes.
But what's happening at the park? When no one's calling your phone, right?
Listen.
Go ahead.
Your kid is only gonna remember the park. Let's be honest.
Okay.
He's only gonna remember the park. That don't mean the stress. Your kids are gonna remember that park 15 years from now. Right now, your kid, your baby moms need food in the refrigerator and a roof over their head. So in turn, what happens is you get a different type of stress because she start fucking with a dope boy who's getting a bag, who's bringing that bread but not spending no time. I'm coming, taking him to the park, but he's spending the check and she think he's more of a dad than I am.
Right.
Right?
So you not only are you dealing with yourself, you're dealing with competition.
1,000%, especially okay. when you ain't got no money.
Okay.
That like I'm saying that to the people because you got to understand on both ends of the spectrum. I'm playing devil's advocate, right?
Right.
Because I've dealt with situations where I had the bag. He's spending more time than me. I don't live in the same state.
That's deep.
Might be calling me for money. But he gets the time that I envy, right?
Yeah.
So it's fucked up. It's twofold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supporting their lifestyle that he get to spend time with my son, right? Let's pull the rabbit out the hat. It's like, damn, what do you do? You know what I'm saying?
You know the saying, time is money, right? How real is that, right? Real. Time is money because it's a trade-off. Listen,
they tell me you get money,
yeah.
You take vacations, you have fun, you can get that money back, but you can't get the time back.
You can't.
And that shit I regret, like, in life. Like one thing about Drug Dealer's Dream, like we honest, right?
How much time you lost, bro?
All right.
That's the real trade-off. See, when they say time is money.
It's too much time because...
Let me say something real quick. Go ahead.
I move away.
Right.
I don't go to jail. I don't start bidding until I come down here, right?
Right.
So I'm already away.
Right.
You go do the bid, whether I have money or not.
Right.
I'm funding shit.
Right.
But then I go do a bid. I really can't see nobody. I'm coming home before every couple months. But you got to think every couple months when you used to seeing a mother, when you used to seeing your kid every day.
Right.
Then you go away for years.
Right.
Whether you got money or not, it's a difference. Like,
right.
Like so, you do that. I'm already away. Then I go away. You're away, but then you go far away.
Right.
Where it's not a possibility to see nobody. So. Shit is just weird, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Time is not money.
Time isn't money, bro.
They need
bro.
To lose.
I definitely rather have the bag,
right.
But I'd rather have the time. Damn, I wish I had both.
But you'll never have both.
Never have both.
And that's the trade-off. That's the point of the entire episode.
You'd only have both if you're Bill Cosby. Not Pill Cosby, if you're Bill Cosby. With the Cosby
you
Show.
Pill Cosby?
Is facts. Pill Cosby is a whole new nigga.
My bad.
What I'm saying is the show.
That.
Uh-huh. Bill Cosby,
uh-huh.
When he was a doctor,
right.
He's home,
right.
He spends time, teaches kids lessons, valuable lessons in life, but when he gotta go deliver a baby or go to work,
right.
He does
right.
that and then he comes back
right.
home.
Right.
When you in the street, a drop of a dime, you're out of state, you're in prison, you're just in the street all day, and you coming home at 3-4 in the morning, you see a kid in the morning, and then you're out.
Right.
It's a tough transition, you know what I'm saying? And that is, it's fucked up. I'm saying this on the father's side because you got to try to balance the two. My father made me a better father, and I'm not the best father. Let's keep it a buck.
Right.
Other people might think I'm the illest father, but at the end
right.
of the day, I know what spots I can improve, right?
Right.
So it's like me seeing my pops when I used to go. I spend a weekend with him, but I'm really with his girl all weekend because he's running out, hustling.
Right. Doing his thing.
Whatever, doing
right.
his thing, right?
Right?
But I'm spending a weekend with my pops. I might have seen him twice
right.
for like 2 hours, right? The illest part about that is I was like, when I have me a kid, I ain't going to do like that. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to do game night. I'm going to cook. But they might think them 8 hours should be 12, right? And they should, but they don't understand. For y'all to live like this, this is what I gotta do, right?
I gotta work. Right.
My working hours is different than the average working hour. I might pop in for an hour, pop back out.
Whatever.
So it's tough, man, because to provide a better life for your kids, you sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? You I might not be here, but y'all might not have these student loans I had or my boy had. Or whatever, because I'm paying his tuition out of my pocket, right?
Yeah.
Which is
a real thing.
That's a real thing. But, and nobody's asking for credit. It's what you're supposed to do. But damn, they still get the short end of the stick. But do you want the short end of the stick on one end? And
so what's more valuable, man? Time or money?
Time is more valuable, but money is necessary. So it's a 50-50 split.
But time is a what? It's a necessary evil. I mean, money, my bad. Time is the most valuable. It is.
It is.
Because you're always in a situation, in the worst situations of your life, you'll always wish you had the time back. You won't wish you had the money back.
100%.
But at the same time, it's just a terrible... It's like we all live on... You know, everybody's been, like, trapped in an unhealthy relationship, right?
Okay.
Money is that unhealthy relationship that lasts for your entire life.
Listen, you know what it is.
Hey, I actually been in this situation. Okay. I've been a nigga that, like... You said you ain't never been a dude before that your chick look at you crazy because you ain't got the money. I've been that dude before.
100%.
And I said, I never fucking be that dude again. Like, it's over with. And I'm the dude who you say your dad is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my oldest son, like I was telling y'all a couple episodes ago, you know, he done moved down there to Texas with his mom, the one you met.
Okay.
And, you know, he on some other shit and everything. But his mom telling me, come up here like, man, I do everything for this dude. You know,
want me to
come up to the school and everything. I'm there, whoop, blah, blah, blah. I do all that shit. She was like, well, you know, when he was playing football, you was going to more of your other son's game than his.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, fuck, I can't do everything. But it's no trade-off.
There's just no trade-off, bro. And that's good with having multiple baby moms. And it's a position we put ourselves in, right?
Cause you had time to fuck.
Exactly.
That's what they think. That's what they
100%.
Think.
100%.
It's
a catch-22, and the only it's not that I've never been broke. I've never been in that position while I've been broke. So when I've been popped, nobody knew I was popped, cause I would spend my last financially. But
kidding.
It's a difference in time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
like,
when you really hustling, like when you're really in your hustle, like, I think that's the apex of understanding the value of time, because especially when you lose time to a bid, right?
Okay.
You understand like what I could do with time is more powerful than money. And this goes to even the working man or woman, right? You be at your job. And you be thinking about your passions, right? And you're thinking, damn, I give 8-9 hours to this job every day.
Yeah.
When in actuality, me and Chop was talking about this earlier, if I gave 8 or 9 hours a day to what I'm truly passionate about, it might take a minute, I might sacrifice, I might suffer, I might leave and lose people.
Yeah.
But it'll probably work out. The same way I'm the backbone of this company, I could be the backbone of myself.
Right.
But you got to understand that the value of time, you know, time shit is real, you know.
Let me tell you some funny shit, right? It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Because my son remembers this, right?
Yeah.
Go do my bid, right? I'm the breadwinner. I make sure my son good, all that. So I go to my bid. I'm not as lit as I was. Money runs out, right?
Yeah.
Remember the East Bay books? East Bay sneakers.
Of course. East Bay was...
Okay.
East Bay was the Bible.
I'm working in the feds, right?
Right.
Working in the feds, if you made $30 a month, that was like standard, right?
Right.
Sometimes you made $5 a month, depending on which job you had. I had a job making $150 a month.
Mm.
I'm working in Unicor. It's like, I learned how to sew in there.
Mm.
Army clothes, go Army, go t-shirts. I'm putting the sleeves on the shirt to learn how to sew, my nigga. I learned a trade, right?
Yep.
Making 150, 160. I'm lit.
Mm-hmm.
Hustling on the side in the jail. That's and crazy. All that, making another $300-$400 a month. Like,
right.
So I'm going to East Bay Book, order my son the J's. I forgot what number they was. I think they was the 12s. But
you felt good doing
that. Say 13.
You felt good doing that.
You can send money off your books to East Bay, and they will send whoever you want it. You can send it to you, send it to your girl,
send it
to your son. Send my son to J's. My son probably 6. My son tell me, he seen those J's, it might have been last year, he was like, you bought me those. You sent them to me from jail.
He remembered.
Um, I'm like, yeah, like I did that.
Yeah.
There's one pair of sneakers in a year. I'm buying them sneakers every other week. I'm thinking, yeah, I did that. Like I took money off my books and sent you that. Like, it was meaningful. The other 12 months out of the year, she did it herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I come home and I want to do for her, but I end up having a girl, it's like I'm wrong to my girl.
Right, right.
But I'm mad at myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm trying to make up for lost time. I'm trying to make up for lost bread. I'm trying to make up for lost shit that she had to attain from another nigga. Mm. Nothing to do with the other nigga, though.
With me. Nah, ain't got nothing to do with him.
But your girl ain't gonna understand
that. You're just G-checking yourself. You're just checking yourself.
Bro, your girl ain't gonna understand that. Because it's deeper than rap.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about her or no other nigga. It's like, that's my kid, bro. Another motherfucker might have had to provide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The same way Chop saying, hey, I've been the other nigga on the other side. I guess I have. It don't matter how much bread I had on the street, because I'm trying to save that so I could get home and try to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bounce back so everybody good.
Yeah.
And that shit is the difference, bro. Like, I'm giving you the aspect of a motherfucker who been to prison, who live in another state, because that's even worse. That's something not even worse, but that's bad.
Right.
But then you go to jail on top of that. You go to prison on top of that. Like, how can I cope? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I make this shit right? That's the difference.
You can't.
My baby mom got married.
Uh-huh.
Whole nother nigga. Like, my son had a stepdad.
Right.
That's a whole nother level. To where it's is he calling him daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I know other ill nigga. I know he know me. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but it's
damn,
how do I feel? I can't play my son because that nigga's there every day. I'm not. I fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know he ain't an ill nigga with bread, but like we say all the time, I'm in the way. He at home with his, and he ain't treating him wrong. Mm. So I can't trip. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's an emotional roller coaster.
But at the same time, you're thinking, I did all this shit. I'm here because of the shit I tried to do for you.
Yes, but I'm here for myself.
Then you got to ask yourself, did I really do it for you?
I did it for us.
Exactly.
I did it for you in the beginning, but once I got chips, I did it for me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And what do you do with that? Like, I want to make sure you live better than you will ever live, but I want to be lit. So when you go to the can, did I fuck up for us? I fucked up for us, but I'm fucked up. And in turn, you don't know all the people you affect when you fucked up for you. Like, because you was chasing. It's man, shit is a catch-22, and the reason why I fuck with you, I fuck with y'all, cause y'all fuck with a drug dealer's dream, and we say it all the time. This shit is like therapy. I don't have to pay nobody.
Right.
We can talk. Like, one thing y'all don't know is we talk about sometime what we gonna talk about on the show, but usually when we talk, it's on the fly. This was actually on the fly. I said, Blanc.
Right.
30 seconds before we start, I said, I got something that I want to talk about.
Right.
This should end up being a whole episode.
Right.
Because it's like, we try to catch lightning in a bottle with the show, man. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to say, like.
And we think about topics, like we was about
and
to.
And we don't try to act like the illest. Like, we vulnerable. I was vulnerable on this show.
No, you were.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Damn, what I'm supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I come in town every few months to go to a football game or a basketball game. I've been to five this year. This nigga been to 30.
Yeah, what you supposed to do?
You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter what you pull up in. It don't matter what gifts you bought.
The illest part about it is,
I
hold that much weight to my kids to where they remember them times that I came. You know what I mean? And
that's
say,
that's ill.
I remember when you came to the game.
That's ill.
Man, listen, man. I my son gonna remember this. My son played every sport football, basketball, baseball. I come up there for a baseball game.
Not here?
Facts.
Okay.
That's the only son I got. I come to a baseball game. Man, throw up. He a pitcher.
What?
He couldn't pitch no more. His stomach was hurting. He nervous. I'm there.
Because you came.
Because I'm there.
Wow.
He want to perform the best.
Wow.
He had to go come out of the game, bro.
That's deep.
I didn't even get to see him because he want to impress me. No matter how much the other motherfucker came.
That's deep.
I'm his father, bro.
You know what's deep? And to all the fathers out there, like, we all play sports and shit. We all, you know, did what we did. I remember playing sports and being at odds with my pops and telling him, not telling him directly, but the relationship held a dynamic that, nah, don't come, right?
Yeah.
But on the low, you wish he would
come. Of course.
That's what I'm saying. So the dynamic is, no matter what you're going through with your parents are your parents. They hold a certain level of importance. So you always want them to come. You always want them to show up.
Bro, I flew all the way up there, and the man was in about 2 innings out of 9 because he started crying on the mound, bro.
Damn.
Stomach hurt. It's because I'm there. I'm in the stand.
I know from knowing your son that he's good at shit. So it's not like he was.
Yeah, it wasn't like he wasn't good.
Right,
he was
a
great athlete.
Right.
I made him nervous. He got the anxiety so much trying to impress me. You know what I'm saying? He might not remember this. He might do. About 8, 9 years old.
Damn.
It's
that's deep, because parents be fucking up in the stands. You got your parents that do too much cheering.
Yeah.
You got your parents that don't show up. You got your parents that, you know, it's like, that's deep, man, because every kid, trust and believe, every kid in high school looks to the stands to see. They don't, you know, we check for the girl that we like or whatever, but we check for our parents. And if you're a parent and you're not showing up because you got an indifference with your kid, that shit is corny. That's your fault. You're whack.
It don't matter if you had a difference with your kid. That's your kid.
Yeah, like, show up. Show up.
It's been many times I was fighting with her. Like,
yeah, show up.
But when I get there,
show up.
Word, you really pulled up.
Yeah, I pulled up.
I flew up here. It don't have nothing. It's deep in the rap. It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, show up, man.
Show
up for your kids, man. Just the bottom line. We doing a lot of gray area episode, like what do I do, what is this, but at the end of the day, one thing that's black and white is you show up for your kid no matter what they do.
You take care of family, bro.
Yeah, you show up for your
kid.
Yeah,
man, this is.
You know, I learned.
Man, listen,
like,
stop being bitter with the kid's parents.
Definitely.
That's what I say, too. I never lived by that. I've been bitter. No, let's not get it twisted. But at the end of the day, you got to do with your kid. You got to do with the well-being of your kid. You know what I mean? And you have to do that, bro. Like, man, don't short your kid because of the beef with his mother. Even if you got to beef with your girl, like, at the end of the day, you got to make sure your kid's straight. You can't make your girl happy and short your kid. Like you gotta find a happy medium. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta figure that shit out, bro. Hard as it is.
How do you do that?
I'm not saying it's impossible. It's a constant struggle.
Okay.
It's not a uncut, raw, uncut answer. You just gotta figure that shit out. Your kid is the number one goal in the entire situation.
Okay.
That's it. It's not gonna be easy.
So selflessness is like the key. You gotta remove yourself.
Listen, man. Listen.
No, I'm serious. It sounds basic because you're a good dad.
Yeah.
I only fuck with good dads. Let me tell the world, right? At the age I'm at, you gotta be selective of who you spend your time with, right?
We got four. We 100%. Got three.
I don't even know which
we
way
got
to look.
Three good dads in here because you ain't a dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
but what I'm saying is,
me,
I don't surround myself with whack dads. I grew up with a whack dad. I don't play that shit. Like, you could have everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does whatever they do, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're not a good dad, I don't rock with you.
You know the illest part about it is you got baby moms who. There's nobody perfect, bro. Your kids will come to you with a problem with your baby mom, problem with your girl, I tell them all the time, you're not gonna like 100% about anybody.
Nah.
Your boyfriend, your mother, your father, whatever. Like, you're not gonna like 100% about your dad. Like, that the world would just be great if everybody liked everything. You have to accept. You got to make sure it's the good outweighs the bad.
100%.
As long as you could do that, I don't care if it's 70-30. You got to like the good parts about your mother. You got to like the good parts about your dad. Right. If it's 30-70, he fucked up.
But if it's
80-20, you tripping.
Yeah.
Eat that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to eat it.
Yeah.
You good? You got a roof over your head?
Yeah.
If you need something, he could do it. You got to eat it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's, I don't want to spend too long on this episode. It's short, it's sweet. We stayed on one subject the whole time, but I hope y'all seen the money, the mother, the father, the family. It's a lot of things we touched on in here.
The gem.
That seemed like one subject.
Nah, but at the same time, it's deep. It might not have been like super like, ain't no shock value to it. Because it's real life, like, but you got to balance. You got to balance.
For sure.
You know, shout out to Drink Champs who we signed.
Shout out to the chicks who, hold on, let me tell you. Shout out to the chicks who fuck with a dude who got baby moms who don't have no kids. That's a tough process.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have none by him.
Right.
You don't understand the situation of what he's going through and whatever.
Right.
You're just fucking with him for him.
Right. That's deep.
A lot of dudes don't think about it, because I didn't. Like, you don't think about it. Like, you're like, I ain't got no... This is my baby mom. I ain't fucking with her. Listen, bro. Like, why is you talking to her so often? Because I'm trying to keep it calm.
Yeah.
I don't want this child support. Yeah. I don't want to go take her to court for visitation.
Right.
Yeah, whatever she says is cool. Oh, you got your new bitch. Why is you... Chill, shorty. You got a whole nigga, why is you, you know what I'm saying, tripping about me with a new bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit is deep, bro. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to them girls that could eat that. That's a tough process. You know what I mean? So
we usually, especially when we have guests, right, we try to force them into a situation. Not force, but.
Hey, Blunt, before you all do that, I just want to say, make sure y'all hit the subscribe button. Make sure y'all hit the notification bell. Yeah,
that's back.
Go to joydillersdream.com. Get the apparel and everything. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all leave comments, reviews, all that. Help us out, man. We greatly appreciate everybody who's been rocking with us.
Definitely. And shout out to everybody.
Sign out, Blanc.
Hold on. Real quick. Shout out to everybody who inquires about how to buy merch, right? How to buy a shirt. All you have to do is go to the website. It's there. Tell them, bro. That's all
drugdealersdreams.com.
All you have to do.
People hit us on IG, DM
every day.
All the time.
How do you get a shirt?
How do you get a shirt?
Drugdealersdreams.com. Yes.
And they're not slow. It's just everybody's not paying attention to everything.
Right.
Drugdealersdreams.com. Fuck with us because you're stuck with us. And I'm telling you, y'all order 2-3 shirts, we send you something else.
Yeah, ask anybody. Listen.
One thing for sure.
Go ahead, tell them.
We not in this for the bread. We in it for the followers. We in it for the people who rolling with us now when we not lit. When we in Macy's, we in Jimmy Jazz, we in all this shit, y'all can kiss our ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it ain't about the bread. Like, we'll send y'all some shit. Order some shit.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens.
You're going to get a bag. If we got an inventory, you're getting a bag.
Yeah, if your shit come a day late, you get three extra shirts.
Yes, that's just.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
Listen, I sent somebody a crop top. Crop top was $25, $30. We don't have no more in stock. We're going to get some more.
Yeah.
It's $25. I was late sending it. I sent it overnight, $25.
Say no more.
So you get it.
I bet you sent something else with it.
Yes. We didn't make anything off the shirt. I sent her extra t-shirt in it.
Yeah.
Made nothing off the shirt. It's just, we trying to do good business. At the end of the day, good following will bring us bread later on.
Yo.
Most people with a clothing line, let's be honest, if you spent $2,500 in inventory, you're set to double your money and make $5,000 inventory, right?
Right.
When you make it, you put it back in the inventory. You're not capping. It's not going in your pocket, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's not about the money. It's about getting the people, the clientele, to keep buying your items. In the end of the day, everybody's trying to get in a big market. You're trying to get in a Macy's. You're trying to get in any store that's possible. So just know, if y'all fuck with us now, there's no people we'll forget. We keep a database. Every person who's purchased a shirt,
Word.
I promise you.
Word.
Like that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
we always try to conclude on like moral of the story type, right? Right. We always try to bring it to a closure. And it's not like it's pre-planned. We don't know what we're gonna close or what we're gonna open on, but
close it out.
I think the real closing, and it's hard to even convince myself of this shit on a regular basis, right?
Okay.
Is that time is more valuable than money.
Time is more valuable than money, but I'd rather have more money than be a broke motherfucker with time. And that's the catch 22.
Because
I'd rather have more money than a broke motherfucker with time.
That's a contradiction to the story.
It's a contradiction.
Yeah,
there's no right answer.
It's hard.
It's hard. And that's the best part about our show. We're not here to give you an end result.
Right.
You still got to figure it out.
Yeah,
you got to figure it out. But I'd rather have more money than time. And I might be wrong.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Shit is crazy. It's deep.
You know what I'm saying? Shit deeper than rap, bro.
It's deep, man.
Like with your girl or your baby mom's, like you to have more time, then you can't help her. You need
we'll
to help
tell
her.
You. We'll tell you, man. Next episode, we might tell you. We'll give you an update, whatever. Yeah. But right now, that's just the bag that we in.
Fuck it. The drug dealer's drain.
Signing out.
Signing out.
Signing out. Chop. Cut the shit.